Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's go to Lucan by Texas with Wayne and Willie and the four. The successful life we're living's got us feeling like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain song, New Jersey's train song, Blue Eyes Cry.
I want to read this statement from Greg Abbott. I think I'll have time to do it. Let me just preface this with a couple headlines. Biden administration warns Texas Governor Greg Abbott to undo dangerous and unlawful executive order. I mean, talk about projection. They have a wide open southern border. Rapists, murderers, just the worst kind of people pouring over. They're bringing over disease and deadly drugs and guns and everything. But the Biden administration says, oh, it's dangerous and unlawful to close the border. I mean, that is so insane. Merrick Garland needs to be committed to a psych ward and put in a rubber room and harnessed immediately. I mean, that's just a joke. Department of Justice threatens to sue Texas over its steps to stop illegal aliens from spreading disease. So, again, the Biden administration is criminal on its face. Merrick Garland needs to be arrested for treason. Here is Governor Abbott's response today. It is clear that the Biden administration fundamentally misunderstands what is truly happening at the Texas-Mexico border. Well, that's not true, but okay. They know what they're doing. The current crisis at our southern border, including the overcrowding of immigration facilities and the devastating spread of COVID-19 that the influx of non-citizens is causing, is entirely the creation of the Biden administration and its failed immigration policies. By choosing not to enforce immigration laws, removing sound policies like the Remain in Mexico program, and failing to make the most robust use of Title 42 authorities, the administration has directly caused the unprecedented crisis Texas is facing. And it is increasingly a matter of grave public health concern as unlawful migrants enter from countries with lower vaccination rates than the United States. And then they actually refuse to get vaccinated, too, which is their right. I don't blame them. It would be of some solace if the federal government were conducting appropriate COVID-19 testing and other mitigation strategies, but to the contrary, we hear too many reports of the federal government recklessly failing to do so and instead admitting into the United States and Texas migrants from over 150 countries, many of whom are testing positive for COVID-19. In short, the Biden administration is jeopardizing the health and safety of Texans on a daily basis by refusing to follow the law. And it's not just Texans. These irresponsible policies and actions by the Biden administration are endangering the lives of many Americans as well as the unlawful immigrants themselves. I will take every available step consistent with the law to fulfill my duty to protect the health and safety of all Texans. Now, we'll see how far Governor Abbott actually goes with this. He announced a policy that was supposed to start today, that the Texas government was going to be arresting illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. So the Biden administration official policy is that the border is open. The Biden administration official policy is that Border Patrol, if and when they make apprehensions, they're supposed to complete the illegal immigration process and bring them into the United States. And then the Democrats have set up the infrastructure through Catholic Charities and other organizations for the pipeline infrastructure in the United States of America, that once they get in, they get taken to these Democrat charity facilities, and then they get moved about the country on your taxpayer dime. Now, InfoWars has exposed this ad nauseum, and we're going to be having our new reporter coming on air here today, I think. I don't know. Everything's just kind of, you never know what's going to happen here, who's been down at the border exposing this again. So, but what is the answer to this? The answer to this is for Republicans to get more hardcore and actually execute the plans they're talking about. So, yeah, we should be in Texas deciding we have a southern border. We're going to close the border here. We're going to arrest illegal immigrants. And whatever happens with Border Patrol, we'll just have to face that when we get to that point. But Merrick Garland needs to be arrested. And so this is what Republicans need to do, and maybe they're getting close to doing it. We saw Texas Republicans saying the sergeant at arms has the right to arrest the Texas Democrats that fled the state. That's a nice start. Greg Abbott saying we're going to arrest illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. We're not going to have an open border. That's a good start. But let's get real hardcore. Let's get real hardcore and let's say it's time to arrest Merrick Garland and it's time to arrest Joe Biden for committing the treason of having a wide open southern border and treating illegal immigrants with more rights than Americans have. Let's call for their arrest.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got...
Lynn Troyer in studio.
Run away, I've got...
Here's a great statement from Ted Cruz. I'll admit, I underestimated just how radical Democrats would become. They love power. It's like a drug to them. And they can't stop issuing mandates, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, shutdowns, and closed schools, all while the corrupt corporate media cheers them on. Exactly. And again, it's just like President Trump said. He's like, you know, I knew it was bad, but I got into the White House and I didn't realize it was this bad. Because you assume that, hey, you know what, people aren't perfect and people have different political ideologies and different means to end goals and you know. But you get into D.C., you get involved in politics, and you have a good heart, and you have a good mind, and you have a good soul, and you just want to help people. Doesn't mean you're going to do everything right. Doesn't mean that you're going to get along with everybody. Doesn't mean everyone's going to agree. But, you know, you're in it for the right reasons, and you figure, hey, you know, I'm trying to help people here. Why would I be getting this resistance? And that's when Trump realizes, oh, this isn't, I'm not, these aren't politicians. We're not doing politics. This is just straight up evil. That's why he said the media was the enemy of the people, because they are. The media wants to lie to you 24/7, whether it's about Trump, whether it's about COVID, whether it's about George Floyd. It doesn't matter. Their agenda is to lie to you. That's the enemy of the people. That's the mainstream media. That's the Democrat Party. So now it is Ted Cruz who is understanding it. Folks, we're not dealing. This isn't politics as usual. This isn't your grandfather's Democrat Party. This is the party of Satan. These are Satan's minions coming crashing down on our country like a meteor shower. Oh, my gosh. And now Biden is literally drooling all over his chin during a wildfire briefing. My God. I mean, folks, this guy... Jeez. We're already in a civil war, ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't noticed. It's a cold civil war, even though Democrats have murdered multiple people. Democrats murdered people in Portland. Democrats murdered people in Denver. Democrats murdered people in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. So the Democrats have taken it hot. They've murdered a bunch of people. They've arrested a bunch of people. So for the Democrats, they're in a hot civil war right now. They want to kill you. They want to enslave you, they want to imprison you, and they want to kill you. That's no joke. Ask Ashley Babbitt. Ask people rotting in jail for being in D.C. on January 6th. The Democrats are in a hot civil war right now. They're murdering people, they're enslaving people, they're torturing people, they're imprisoning people. So when are the Republicans finally going to respond to this with the necessary fervor? See, we're still in this cold civil war, informational warfare, narrative warfare, where we're just trying to combat all their lies and just try to awaken the public about how dastardly they are. They're already out murdering people. They're already out bringing in political prisoners. They're not messing around.
So, and I'll tell you, 2022, the midterm elections, which we already have started a countdown. I mean, I don't bother with it, but there's 466 days till the midterm elections. And here's the thing. This is why the Democrats are in total panic right now about the election audit. This is why Merrick Garland is saying it's illegal for states to do election audits. It's just total BS. Because as soon as Americans realize that we haven't had a real election in this country for a long, long time, they're going to demand election reform ahead of the midterms. So that's why they're panicked over this audit. That's why they don't like all this information getting out. I mean, seriously, any serious person who's not a pathological liar and who's not intellectually dishonest with themselves knows that Biden did not win the 2020 election, knows it was stolen, you know, as obvious as videos we see coming out of California where guys just walk into Walmarts and Targets and just load up grocery bags and load up trash bags and load up backpacks with stolen goods and just walk out the front door. Because the new Democrat policy is you just let people steal. And then all these businesses shut down. They go out of business because they can't do anything. They just get all their merchandise gets robbed and they have no recourse. It was as obvious as the sun is in the sky on a cloudless day. And if we had a real midterm election in 2022, there's going to be Republicans that get into office that aren't there to mess around, not there to play politics, not there because there's an R behind their name, but they're there because they realize the enemies of America are in the halls of Congress. They're there because they realize the enemies of America are on the mainstream media, and they actually want to do something about it. Not just play patty cake, not just get into Congress and slap hands and hang out with Mitch McConnell. No, they want to get in there and actually save this country from damnation that the Democrats are bringing down on us. And so it's insulting that we have to deal with Joe Biden, who earlier this week runs up to the media gaggle and says that he's wiped his butt. It's embarrassing that we have to deal with the president who's about to have a press conference and he's so out of it, just probably bombed out on drugs, that he's drooling from his mouth down his chin, drool dripping off of his chin as he's about to have a major press conference. Literally. I mean, we just showed you. And they have to send him a note telling him to wipe his chin because he's drooling. What are you going to do, put a bib on him next? Yeah, Joe Biden needs a bib to stop from drooling on national TV. Because he's not even there. Again, I keep going back to this, but the media still hasn't mentioned it at all. The Biden White House, or who knows who, we don't have any answers. Somebody is ordering airstrikes in Somalia right now. Nobody knows who. Biden doesn't know what's going on. And even the Democrat Party didn't know what was going on. And they raised hell about it in Congress. And they said, wait a second. We've been airstriking Somalia. There was no vote on this. There was nobody even brought it up. We just turned around. All of a sudden, we're bombing Somalia. Who made that call? Who? See, that's how dangerous it is right now, that somehow our military is being ordered to bomb Somalia, and the orders aren't even coming from the White House. The orders aren't even coming from the president. Like, that is code red, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's almost beyond even all the COVID tyranny, almost beyond Joe Biden drooling from his chin during a live press conference. Our military is being ordered to do airstrikes in Somalia, and nobody even knows who's in charge. Nobody knows who's giving out the orders. Biden doesn't know what's going on. The Democrat Party doesn't know what's going on. Congress doesn't know what's going on. The American people don't know what's going on. The media doesn't know what's going on. Somebody is ordering our military right now, under Biden's watch, to bomb Somalia, and nobody knows who. Biden hasn't made a comment. Who even knows where Kamala Harris is? Has anybody even seen or heard from Willie Brown's girlfriend in the last couple weeks? Seriously. So it's just totally out of control. And it's nice to see the Republicans fighting back against the mask mandates, and there's all these different stories coming out about that, and liberal journalists in D.C. who hang out in Congress are, like, complaining that, you know, they see people in the hallways not wearing masks. Oh, they're just such good little slaves, aren't they? And, you know, I've got all these other news stories I need to cover, like food prices are about to reach new highs thanks to the inflation, thanks to the economic shutdown, all by design to drive America into poverty. So is it Lloyd Austin who wears a face shield and a mask running around in D.C.? Is it Lloyd Austin who's decided to take control of our military without telling anybody, without a vote, without nothing? Who's ordering the U.S. military to do airstrikes in Somalia? Who is it? And why haven't they been arrested? Because the Democrat Party is here, ladies and gentlemen, and they're here to seek to kill and to destroy the United States of America. And if they're not stopped, they might just be successful.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who's a member of the Radical Democrat Jihad Squad. She put up this tweet. Is this the bipartisan infrastructure group or the audience at a Kid Rock concert? Hashtag negotiations so white. Yes! Race jokes are back, baby. Race jokes are back. And I thank Cori Bush for it. It's about time somebody brought race jokes back. You wouldn't think it was the quote-unquote anti-racist Democrat Party, who, of course, are the biggest racists of all. But there it is. So Cori Bush is bringing race jokes back and just doing it right on the old Twitter right there. You got to love it. You got to love it. Cori Bush bringing race jokes back into the mainstream, and I am here for it. Absolutely. I think that's hilarious. The audience at a Kid Rock concert. I can get down with that. That's funny to me. But, you know, anyway, she's allowed to be racist, I suppose. Of course, she's an actual racist, but that's not the point. All right. So you have Republicans fighting back against Nancy Pelosi's mask mandate, which, by the way, she's already violated on multiple occasions. She's already violated her own mask mandate on multiple occasions. Why isn't Nancy Pelosi in jail? For being in violation of her own mask mandate. And then you have these Republican staffers, apparently, in the one of the buildings, the Rayburn building, where Republicans have offices, apparently having a party in the hallway as an exhibition of their freedom, or as this liberal reporter says it, hard to show the full scope because it's a tight space and there are a bunch of people, but it's about 100 staff crammed together in a narrow hallway on the second floor, Rayburn, all unmasked. They're playing water pong. They even have cornhole. I think I smelled a cigar. A group of unmasked Republican staffers are playing beer pong in the halls of the Rayburn House Office Building. Presumably, their need to demonstrate the exercise of freedoms is stronger than their sense of responsibility to justify taxpayer-funded salaries. Oh, give me a break. Taxpayer-funded illegal immigration like the Democrats do. Taxpayer-funded abortion like the Democrats do. Taxpayer-funded trillions of dollars that the Democrats just steal. And I'm supposed to have a pity party about some Republican staffers playing games in the hallway to show you that they're free. Really, I'm neutral on the activity, but it's hilarious how it's triggering this liberal reporter. And I mean, he is really pissed, folks. I do not work in a fraternity house. I don't know why these people felt the need to do this here, but it is terrifying and horrifying, that displays of decadent apathy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he is really upset about this. He doesn't work in a fraternity, guys. He doesn't work in a fraternity. And this liberal loser doesn't like freedom. Aaron Frischner hates freedom. It's part of the prerequisites of being a Democrat these days. If there was a test, kind of like, you know, there's a test to become a citizen, there's a citizenship test, there's the test to become a Democrat. First question is, do you hate freedom? And if you answer yes, then you are allowed to be a Democrat. So you have to hate freedom You have to hate individual liberties in order to be a Democrat or a liberal reporter in Washington, D.C. Imagine triggering the left with freedom, triggering the Democrats with freedom. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And then you have all of these Republicans that met in the middle of the House floor, maskless. And Andy Biggs tweets out the picture. Today, we sent a loud, clear message to Pelosi. Her tyrannical rule is not welcomed in the people, in the people's house. And so, again, it's good to see leaders stepping up from the Republican Party. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louie Gohmert, Chip Roy, Lauren Boebert, Madison Cawthorn. And we're not going to agree with these people all the time. Andy Biggs and the like, Paul Gosar, the list goes on. But damn it, at least they're fighting for this country. At least they're in Congress fighting for this country. At least we have some members of the Republican Party that are starting to form a backbone and a spine, and their balls are starting to drop, and they're finally willing to stand up against the Democrat tyranny, against the Democrat hatred of America. And that's the best way to expose the Democrats for what they are to the average Americans who still don't get it. Just show them you want to live free and watch the liberals seethe. Just show the Democrats that you want to be free and watch the Democrats seethe. They hate your freedom, ladies and gentlemen. They hate your freedom. And whether there's a big deadly pandemic happening or not, that does not suspend our rights. Oh, there's Nancy Pelosi breaking her own rule. Straight to jail, please. Straight to jail for Pelosi, please. I want that woman arrested immediately and locked up and the key to be thrown away or lost. I mean, as if Biden drooling during his own press conference isn't enough. I mean, that's Nancy Pelosi half the time anyway. This woman's either so lit on alcohol. I mean, I hope that she's that drunk. Otherwise, it's maybe even worse than we thought. Like, I hope Nancy Pelosi is a severe alcoholic. Otherwise, you know, her behavior is even more questionable. Like, oh, she's just wasted on vodka half the time. Oh, okay, that makes sense. She reeks like a damn brewery. That would actually be a bit of a good thing. Then it just makes sense. Oh, Pelosi's just drunk again. But no, she's a senile old bitch. Nancy Pelosi is a senile old bitch that hates you, hates America, hates this country, and needs to be removed from Congress immediately. That woman is a clear and present danger to this country. Nancy Pelosi is a clear and present danger to everything that we hold dear. How did Nancy Pelosi get all of her money? By the way, they just said, which is totally illegal, but they just said that they're going to release all of the Congress. Democrats in Congress just said, no, the IRS can release Donald Trump's tax returns. OK, so what? Go ahead, release his tax returns. Show us how much money he made or he lost. Nobody gives a damn. But see, it just shows you that they're totally unhinged at this point. I'd like to see Nancy Pelosi's tax returns. I'd like to know how Nancy Pelosi became worth hundreds of millions of dollars on her Senate salary, which is, I think, like $180,000 a year. Nancy, let's see your tax returns for the last 30 years. Or how long has she been in government? 50 years? Let's see that old bag's tax returns. Let's see that demonic meat bag, Nancy Pelosi's tax returns. Wonder what that would look like. We know how Donald Trump made his money. We know what Donald Trump's been up to over the years. He's been a very public figure. Now, what about you, Nancy? I'd like to see Nancy Pelosi's tax returns. And for that matter, maybe Chuck Schumer's too. Maybe Dianne Feinstein's. Maybe Maxine Waters. Maybe it's time for the Democrats to get a little taste of their own medicine. Oh, you don't think there's financial crimes in every single one of the Democrats I mentioned that could probably put them in jail? Somebody do the investigation.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality, durable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Right now, we're seeing a violation of Governor Abbott's executive order that prohibits anyone other than law enforcement being able to transport migrants. Yesterday, we saw this happening. Many taxi drivers coming up, Uber drivers coming up. Well, today, it's business as usual, even though Governor Abbott has just issued this executive order that prohibits anyone else besides law enforcement officers to transport any undocumented immigrants. You can see behind me, there's taxi vehicles over there. We caught some other Uber drivers continuing to pick up with undocumented immigrants. This was all put in place because of the rising number of COVID-19 cases in Texas. New COVID cases in Texas have spiked 178% over the last 2 weeks, and hospitalizations have risen by more than 80%. That's according to the Daily Mail.
I have a job to protect the safety and health of the people of the state of Texas, and that includes, especially now, preventing President Biden from importing COVID-19 into Texas as well as into the United States.
Governor Abbott is also accusing the Biden administration of thwarting Title 42 that was put in place under the Trump administration. And what Title 42 allows for is border officials to turn migrants away at the border, regardless of asylum status, in order to curb these COVID-19 cases. So again, happening right now, a violation of Governor Abbott's executive order that only law enforcement officials are supposed to be transporting migrants. Reporting from Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, I'm Christy Lee.
And Christy Lee is in studio with us now. She is the host of KLTV, and we've also got her a channel on Bandai Video because her work is getting censored, and so we're appreciative of her being in studio. You were just down at the southern border, and it was right on the edges of Governor Abbott saying, we're going to try to take law enforcement into our own hands down here. It's obviously been, for the most part, lawless down there. You were covering the fact that the La Jolla sheriff came out and said, well, we didn't know that they were putting illegal immigrants in hotels. So you were just down there. You spent a couple days down there. You were going, scoping out all the scenes. What do you want to report to the American people about what you saw down there?
Well, I want to say that this is the very first time that I've been to the southern border, so it was a little bit shocking having seen it for the first time. And I do have conflicting emotions. It's hard as a mother to go to be outside of Catholic Charities and see the flood of people being taken in buses, dropped off there. You see so many women that are pregnant, so many babies and children, some only with a diaper on. So, of course, as a mother, it's hard to see that. And you want to help them and you want to care for them. But you also see so many sketchy things. And I know you've been to the border as well, that just make you have an unsettled spirit. I mean, for example, there was a man with a shirt off, tattoos everywhere, and he was there outside of Catholic Charity saying he was there to make a pickup. And I'm thinking, again, as a mother, like, what is this guy doing coming to pick up anyone?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, the motherly instincts.
From Minnesota. I'm like, why is a man from Minnesota coming to pick up any migrant?
And he doesn't even have a shirt on. And like you said, it's the motherly instincts, but it goes both ways. I mean, you want to make sure that the children are taken care of and you see the pregnant mothers and everything. But then there's another aspect of it where it's like you also have instincts to tell your kids, don't get in the car with a stranger.
Right. And that's where the conflicting emotions come in, because as a mother, I'm seeing this and you just want to like wrap these people up in your arms and take care of them. But at the same time, my other motherly instinct is telling me, you know, they're just dumping them out on the streets after they test positive for COVID. That's why they ended up at a Whataburger coughing, sneezing everywhere. So the people in that community are put at risk and no big deal is made out of that. We're barely hearing about that. Just mainstream has continued to disappoint me. You know that I came from mainstream news, and I just don't understand being there at the border and having all of this new information come out and being the only one there, looking around and no one else is covering it.
Well, and that's part of the thing is they want to tug at our emotional heartstrings because nobody wants to be a jerk that says, hey, you know, screw those kids, screw those people. They can go back where they came from. Even though there's an element of that, but you know, they come here and they're told they're going to have everything taken care of. They're given these manila envelopes that have prepaid debit cards, airline tickets, bus tickets, everything. But sometimes they show up, they get dropped off by Border Patrol in the middle of McAllen and they don't even know what to do. And so they just end up wandering into a Whataburger.
Exactly. I mean, and that's what we had confirmed by La Jolla police. We saw that they found out that Catholic Charities had just booked up a bunch of hotels, put them in this an area hotel, but then no tracking is being done after that. That's how they ended up in a Whataburger. It's just, you know, a hop, skip, and a jump from that hotel. They were able to walk there. No one's monitoring the very people that they've tested positive for COVID-19, yet we're pushing out into the mainstream media, oh, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and flipping out about over that. But why are we not talking about this crisis of thousands of people coming in? We have a spike in cases of COVID-19, and it can be traced back to those testing positive that are coming in from outside our borders and just free to roam and getting picked up by random people from Minnesota saying, I'm just here to do business. We just deserve answers and more transparency. And that's what I'd like to see, transparency and accountability.
So you were down there for a couple days, kind of observing the scenes, doing your reports for KLTV. We have your channel featured at Band.Video now as well. What do you think really stuck out to you? What did you notice? Like you said, some sketchy stuff. What stuck out at you just from observing the scenes down there on that hot corner?
I think the biggest thing is what I said. Uber drivers and taxi drivers picking up migrants and taking them where? The one Uber driver I spoke with said, yeah, it's just a mess out here. I come here every day, and it was taking some to the Laredo airport. They missed their flight, and so then I had to take them to another airport, you know, and I was only able to talk to them momentarily because then the other volunteers come in. But where are they taking them? Why to so many airports? There's just so many unanswered questions, and not enough of a spotlight is put on this as an issue. And why?
Well, and when I was down there, I think for the four or five trips and multiple day trips that I went down there, I only saw another media crew one time. And that was just a guy with a tripod who was setting up to get some B-roll. He was there for maybe 5 minutes. I think he told us he was with French television. Well, now this should be a big story. There should be local news everywhere. Governor Abbott saying, hey, we're going to try to have our own law enforcement. We're going to stop this influx of illegal immigration. We're going to stop this, groups of people testing positive from COVID from coming into the country. Did you see any other media while you were down there as that announcement was made?
Like I said, that's what's so shocking about it is I didn't see anybody right on the corner there where we should be asking what's going on. The La Jolla Police Department is accusing you, Catholic Charities, of dumping COVID-19 positive people out into the community to put others at risk. What do you have to say about that? Why wouldn't any reporters be out there asking these same questions? Why isn't more attention put? But again, my heart goes out to the whole situation. It's a conflicting emotions. I have compassion, but I can't help. But when I'm looking at these buses of people being dropped off, just looking at everyone with some skepticism, because it's like, are those really that child's parents? You know, I mean, we know this happens. It could be happening in plain sight. How do we get to the bottom of this problem? We know it occurs.
Well, and imagine, too, if you were a criminal who wanted to smuggle children into the country for whatever reason, to put them in a sex trafficking operation or just using them as your get into the country free card. We know that both of those things happen. Well, this is the perfect scenario to do it. Even if 90%, 95%, let's say that those are their actual mothers, well, what of the 5%? I think that's probably a low number to say that could be the case. But wow, I've got busloads and busloads of children and mothers coming in, and guess what? I can easily sneak a child in with not a mother, sneak a child in with not the father, and nobody would ever know.
We know it happens. It's probably happening right in front of our faces. But again, I'm just disappointed being there. At Catholic Charities, you see all these volunteers. You want to assume that they have good motivations. Why don't they feel uncomfortable with a shirtless man, bunch of tattoos everywhere, there to pick up migrants coming all the way from Minnesota? I mean, are they asking more questions, or are they just like, okay, here you go? That unsettles my spirit. I want to know more. I want to know what's happening.
When we come back from this break, I want to ask you if there was any cooperation, because every time we go down there, they don't really like us much. They make sure nobody can see inside. They never want to answer questions. I mean, at one point I was trying to be cordial with them and just be like, hey, can we get an interview? Can I talk to some of these people? And once they realize that, hey, you're reporting that they're running an illegal immigration pipeline, they shut you out. They block the doors. And so I want to ask if you had that same experience. We'll be right back.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor.
doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Happy and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She decided she wanted to become an independent journalist because mainstream media holds back the truth. She's got a channel now at band.video, and she's sitting in studio with me. And so we're talking to her about her trip down to the border. It was her first trip down there. Big news, governor of Texas saying, hey, we're going to actually have law enforcement down there arresting illegal immigrants. So you'd think there'd be other media down there reporting on this, covering this. And it's not like this thing where a lot of other media places will be happy. Oh, we got the exclusive. I'm down there. Nobody else has this. No. I mean, personally, I wish there were other people down there breaking this story wide open so that Christy Lee didn't have to bear all the burden. But you were down there. So talk about, you're an experienced journalist. You're trying to do investigative journalism down there. Did you get any cooperation from the Catholic charities? Did you get any cooperation from whatever law enforcement was down there when you started asking questions?
Yes and no. So I texted the sergeant of the La Jolla Police Department. I never got a response back. I reached out to Judge Cortez, didn't get a response back. Now, when I was out there, I did ask Sister Norma, for the executive director of Catholic Charities, for an interview. And she nodded yes. She was leading like some kind of a tour I wasn't sure. So she nodded yes and continued on with her tour. And then when she went in and as she was closing the door, I'm like, you're still coming out to do an interview, you know? And
so wait, hold on. A tour, though? What do you mean a tour?
I really don't know. Who am I supposed to find that out from?
It so
was
wait,
a,
she...
a group of people that she was leading and showing the facilities to. It might have been like extra volunteers, perhaps. I'm not.
Or maybe people she wants for funding. But of course, see. Oh, she's going to go do a tour of the facility, but the journalist isn't allowed
exactly.
in.
Can I join this group, maybe? In good faith, I wanted to get a good, decent interview from the executive director of Catholic Charities. The reason I went independent in journalism is I felt like I wasn't getting to report both sides. So, of course, I want both sides, and I want to do it fairly. But if I get a roadblock and they just simply won't talk to me, what am I supposed to do with that? But it had good faith that she was going to come out. I waited for 2 hours. She poked her head out again. She said she was going to come back. Never came back. Then it started raining. And so then I contacted her assistant. We had a Zoom interview set up and apparently a meeting came up. If she does still want to talk to me, I still want to talk to her. I still want to ask these questions and get this side. But again, going independent, it's just like you want to do both sides, but it's like you get a roadblock sometimes. So I'm not sure.
Well, and you don't want to sit here and, you know, talk disparagingly about a sister, about a nun.
No.
You know, these are supposed
to
be some.
When a sister says, yes, I'm coming back out and talk to you, you don't want to think she's lying.
But what does that say? I mean, it's almost a kind of a very revealing thing that here's this sister, here's this nun running this illegal immigration facility, hiding from the media, and it's not even good for her word. Not even good for her word. I mean, that should be the easiest thing to be good on.
You would hope. I like to give the benefit of the doubt. Maybe something came up, but like I waited out there for 2 hours. I mean, someone could have given me an update that she wasn't going to come back out and talk after all. But again, I mean, I would still love to talk to her if she gets around to it.
So you were down there and I was actually, you know, because I was asking you of all the times I've been down there, it's just nonstop buses, nonstop cars, nonstop. The pipeline just continues to the airport, to the facility, to the, you know, it's just nonstop. And you're saying for the 2 days you were down there, it just hasn't stopped. It just continues no matter, even with the executive order.
It's overwhelming to see for the very first time. This was my first time out there and just to see busload after busload and lines going through and it's uncomfortably like leading cattle lines and to see again as a mother like babies in diapers and then just the skepticism of like, are they really with their families? Who is this person? Why is this person from Minnesota coming to pick up these kids? And it's just, it's icky. It feels icky.
Well, I think that's your instincts though.
Term, icky.
I mean, that's just an instinctual thing. You're sitting there for hours and the pipeline just never stops. You know, I mean, this isn't a secret that illegal immigration is a hotbed for all kinds of criminal activity, whether it's smuggling humans, sex trafficking humans, bringing in drugs, bringing in guns, and you're just watching it in mass happen right in front of you. And I think perhaps the most shocking element of this, you're there, and this is just one facility. This is just one facility of dozens, if not hundreds, just like it across the entire southern border.
And I know the news came out today of another mayor in a different part of the city calling out Catholic Charities for doing the same thing in their area. I don't have that information right in front of me right now, but I'm sure we'll be reporting on that later.
And it's so
this
frustrating.
Isn't just happening in one area.
And it's so frustrating, too, because you were talking about the sheriff's department in La Jolla and other police departments have basically now echoed the same thing where he says, hey, we had no idea that they were putting illegal immigrants with COVID in these hotels. And I was down there I lost track of time, but the guys I'm sure have the videos up there. I guess we were down there in February and in March, and I went to at least 7 different hotels just because I was following the buses as they were leaving, just, you know, doing journalistic work. And we'd follow the bus and it'd go to this hotel and I'd walk in and I'd ask the person at the front desk, what's going on here? And they'd say, these are COVID positive immigrants. Okay. We went back to the facility. We followed the next bus. They went to a different hotel. We did it over and over about 7 or 8 times. And it was the same story every time. They were taking the COVID positive patients and they were keeping them in these hotels, released from custody as they could leave if they want. Nobody's keeping them there. Some of them do actually end up leaving. And it's just like, wait a second. How can I be reporting that story months ago, and now here we are in midsummer, and sheriff's departments are saying they had no idea what was going on? How is that even possible?
I'm not sure, but you did mention something that we haven't talked about, is their ability to be here, and that's the I-35. That's what the family said that was found in the Whataburger that had been coughing and sneezing when the officer asked, you know, what they were doing, what was going on. They admitted they were COVID positive, but that they had crossed the river, but they were here legally because they had an I-35. Now, the La Jolla sergeant says that allows them to be here for 60 days, but they need to report to the nearest ICE facility when they reach their destination. Whatever that means exactly. But an Axios report I read says of everyone that actually reports within those 60 days, more than double do not. And so what's being done about that? What motivation do they have to? I mean, of course, they're given the threat that they'll be like sent back if they don't report. But.
Well, and it used to be some of them would they'd put the ankle monitor on them. Then they said, OK, we don't have enough ankle monitors, obviously. So then they were only putting the ankle monitors on violent criminals, you know, rapists or even murderers that would come across the southern border. Yeah, they'd be let in, but they'd put an ankle bracelet on them. Now they don't even do that. Now if you can get across and you, if you're lucky, you test positive for COVID because that's your release card. That means you're totally released. And it's just incredible. Again, folks, I don't know why nobody else wants to cover this big bombshell story. I don't know why anybody else isn't sending crews to the border. It's like the easiest thing ever. You stand on the street corner for an hour, 2 hours, and you'll see 1,000 illegal immigrants coming in. You'll see the busloads coming in. You'll see the Catholic charities running the whole thing. They're now expanding their operation to like 7 city blocks in downtown McAllen, Texas. It's just wild. So you've been reporting on that. I know you've been reporting on some other things right now. We've just put your channel KLTV up on band.video. What else are you reporting on? What are you going to be reporting on in the near future?
Basically, I'm just letting Jesus lead me to what he wants me to report about. I am going through this growth period, I guess you could say, because I've been in mainstream news for so long, 20 years total, about 15 years in TV news, and then half that as a main evening news anchor. So I'm trained to do things a certain way, and now I'm kind of having to leave that behind and find my voice and figure out what needs to be heard. But that's my passion of it. That's why ultimately the straw that broke the camel's back is just all of the censorship, and I didn't feel like both sides were being reported fairly. So I'm trying to do that.
Yeah, you've had a lot of experience. I mean, what would you say just in general is the state of news right now, the state of mainstream media right now?
I think it's dying, and I think that they're faced with the fact that they're dying, and so it becomes a process of where it just gets worse, because as they're losing ad dollars because they're becoming less relevant, well, then they have to appease and their advertisers even more to get that money. And so it just becomes this cycle of just getting worse and worse, and it just can't go on forever. I feel like especially TV news is dying, and people have other sources of information, and people want the truth. They're going to seek it and find it, and I think people's eyes are opening to that this news that you're seeing is so influenced by advertisers and corporations. That how can you, is it a commercial or is it news? I mean, that's what it ends up coming down to. I mean, it really comes down to, is it propaganda or is it information? Do you get to decide what the truth is? Do you get to evaluate the information you're given and what people are saying? Or is it decided for you before you even get to evaluate it? Because news has deemed itself the authority of information. It's frustrating.
Very well said, and it's been, that exact thing has been illustrated by Project Whistleblowers, Project Veritas Whistleblowers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.